Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. And here he is, the king, Brian Broaddus.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you always playing that. Thank you to Greystone for as well for being a part of this. Can I ask a real quick question here? And it's kind of a you make the call. Do you consider, how do you view a gift that somebody bought you with your own credit card?
I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
Did you leave the Amex on the girlfriend's phone?
No.
No, this is your son.
Yeah,
your son out doing his golf tour and
right.
Whatever you're up.
Yeah, he got you
and
something.
Dad, I got you something awesome. You're going to love it. It was only $750 on your card.
I know exactly how much it was.
It was, I talked about getting, you get the results when your card's being used. That's something I've always done. My fear. If I would have just done that with my Twitter thing, I probably wouldn't have got hacked.
Is this anytime your card gets swiped? Or is it a certain amount?
Yes.
Okay. Anytime it gets swiped. So you know every single
Single transaction that's done on my cards.
That's awesome.
And so Bennett sent me a text. He's like, Dad, you're going to love what I got you.
What I got you.
You're going to love what I got you.
And Happy Father's Day, Pops.
Yeah. And then I go, that's cool, man. You didn't have to do that. And then the notice came from the golf shop there in the golf shop in St. Andrews. Did you use my car? I knew damn good and well he used my car because I saw it. He goes, and then I get this maybe ... as I'm talking to him. So, I just didn't know if you guys have ever had the experience of your card being used as your gift.
Yeah, if you're getting somebody else a gift, I feel like you should be paying that yourself.
I mean, anytime my wife gets me a gift, it's
Is it on your card?
It's. She's not pulling her financial weight that way.
I've taken to buying myself Christmas presents.
And just having them wrap them?
Because if I don't, the only one I'm going to get is a pair of pajama pants for my mom. Yeah. So I would look at that the same way.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. As long as you're getting something you like.
Yeah, but you're making that decision,
I was surprised because he was so excited. Because I always tell him, listen, I don't need anything.
Yeah.
I don't want anything. And he was so happy. And then that charge came on. And
taking care of my dad.
I'm like, all right, thanks. He's got his own money. He's got his own money.
He does.
Oh, he has his own money. Yeah. This card was given to him as an emergency.
Oh, wow.
This is like an emergency card.
He's using the emergency card.
Use the emergency card to get
to have emergencies like every other day.
Well, I wonder what you got yourself, Brian.
I don't know what. I wonder what I got. I'll probably have it on here Monday or Tuesday, something like that.
But I think that goes to life lesson.
Yeah.
Are you going to grill him pretty good on this?
No, I
going to
let him down easy? I sent him the.
You said thank you?
I said, wow.
You're the best, son.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm like, yeah.
How thoughtful of you.
But I just, when I got the charge, it was kind of, I laughed because it just immediately goes, you're going to love what I got you. And then it comes across. So anyway.
I think that goes to, Dad, I'm at the St. Andrews golf shop. Would you like anything?
Yeah. And I said, no, you don't have to get me anything. He goes, oh, no, I guess he'd already got it.
Good question from the 321. Is this just a new poo golf towel for you?
Well, the travel.
Wow, that would be, yeah, a St. Andrews poo golf towel.
Be amazing. I bet that
the Royal and Ancient golf towel used to.
Okay, so what if this is something that really he wants?
That he knows I'm going to give it to him?
Yes. Do you think that there's any possibility of that?
That'd be a heady play by him.
Oh, I think a very heady play.
I think he's pretty damn smart, this bet. He kind of knows how to play the game.
There was a place right down from his hotel, and I'll get to this football just in a second. There was a place right down from his football, the St. Andrews Brewery. So if you wanted, I was hoping he'd get me like a hat or something like
a cup.
I don't need a cup.
You're a cupsman.
Well, I'm talking. I do the cups are more of
just sports,
sporting events. Yeah. So, but if you got me one from the Open Championship, that would be cool.
That'd be sick.
That'd be cool. But he tried to flex on me. He took his picture by the claret jug, which is the trophy, and then I had to send him a picture of me holding the claret jug.
Oh.
He was standing there, and it was in a case. And he's like, check this out. And then I immediately sent him a picture of me holding the damn thing.
Wow.
That's a pretty good response.
Man. Right
there. Like that? All right. Zach, do me a huge solid. We're going to talk about this Brendan Sorsby, this quarterback that potentially the NCAA is saying, hey, you're not eligible. He went and got him some help. He's no longer a gambler, we don't think. He's, so what the NCAA said, listen, we're going to suspend you. So we're getting ready for a supplemental draft, potentially. I did talk to some guys in the league about this supplemental draft. There's no date yet set.
Sometime in July, right?
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm telling you what guys are worried about in the league. There's a lot of guys that are in the transfer portal that haven't signed anywhere.
So they could flood the supplemental draft as well?
They could maybe jump into that. And that's what these teams are kind of worried about, that all of a sudden you got this group of guys who don't have a team, and then they flood the supplemental draft.
So no college team wants me. Let's see if a pro team does.
Yeah. That's immediately my thought. Yeah. Like, why would they even be highly considered? Or is it more so just like we're not prepared? We haven't done the homework on these guys like we would usually do.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where they're a little bit. They're like, listen, we're okay with the supplemental draft, but we don't want to all of a sudden have to add all these extra guys to the supplemental draft that can't play. So that's kind of where this is going. So keep an eye on that, but we do not have a date. Zach, you're a resident insider for Texas Tech Athletics.
Yeah.
Give me the story about the particulars about this kid and all that from what you know from your Tech sources.
Well, they loved him at Tech. I mean, they think that he is a really good leader. They think that he was good teammate-wise. Now, he has not been back to Lubbock since he came out of the rehab. He's visiting with the family now, and then he's going to come back on campus. But they were initially very hopeful that they would find a way to get him on the football field this year. I think the more that this is dragged out, and apparently, I think I saw a report that it's going to be like...
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Student law that's going to be handling this the NCAA side of this on June 1st during the court trial. It's going to be a Texas law student and a Houston grad. So they're law school grads from Houston and Texas. So they're going to be representing the NCAA in their case versus Brendan Sorsby. But I think the likelihood is their hope is maybe he could get a half season suspension, in which case they feel good about navigating their schedule. But I don't know that he's going to be eligible. And in this case, yeah, he's probably going to be going to the
I was surprised
draft.
To see that he's like 6'3", 240 pounds.
Yeah, his film actually, when you watch him play, he has got, and I'm going to say this, and be serious. There's a couple of pro players to me he's like. He's got some Cam Newton-like ability when it comes to like ball, when like taking the ball and running.
Really?
And being that kind of physical. Their offense is a lot of this, the RPO stuff. And it's, okay, as far as the ball handling stuff, he's got some Aaron Rodgers to him. This guy, and his ability to kind of throw it and kind of sling it. And throw
arm angles.
Underneath people and throw around people, layer it over the top. This guy, he's got that kind of ability. And his feet are a little bit happy. And you saw that with like an Eli Manning, kind of a chop, 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 you know, kind of.
They're buzzing in the pocket.
Always buzzing, always looking. But you watch him run, he is as physical of a running quarterback that you'll deal with.
Doesn't shy away from contact.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all. And so, but the throwing, it's like he's got touch over the top. I don't think he has that great or elite arm strength, but what he has, I think he's pretty accurate when you start to talk about the slants, the cross routes. He'll come and take the ball off a fake. It's quickly out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost like he'll fake it and he'll crouch and sling it sidearm to the outside. Or if he has to, he'll fake it, touch it over the top. He's got a lot of ability. And I love the size. I love the athletic ability. I love the toughness about the kid. I could see why he was the first quarterback. Everybody was like in talking about him in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you could do a lot of things with him offensively.
Very talented.
But that his ability to the play fakes, and then get the ball out of his hand creates problems for defenses who have to deal with him. If you ask me of the guys in this current draft, and Zach, I'll let you have your say because you did the work as well. He's the second best quarterback he would be in this draft. Probably
would he have gone round one?
I think there's a possibility he could have gone late one. Me personally, I gave him a two. I gave him a two. And I feel like there probably that some team will put up in the supple if in fact we get to that point. I don't know if somebody will go with one, but I know my scouting report, I agree. And Zach and I have had this discussion this morning. We did a show together. And I know he's got him just a little bit later than me, but I personally have a second-round grade on him. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if some team looking at that film and seeing the athletic ability, the toughness, the size, the ability to throw from different platforms. I could see this happening.
Yeah, if I were the Cowboys, I'd throw a third-round supplemental draft pick at him. And look, another team might say, hey, I'll do it too. I'd gamble on him. I think he's got a lot of talent. The thing that frustrates me, Brian's right about the feet. I mean, the footwork's all over the place, but he is a really good athlete. He'll take off and run. He can climb the pocket well. He's got wheels to evade defenders. He reminded me a little bit of a bigger version of like a cross between Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel, the way you kind of watch him play. He's got touch to be able to layer throws. He can look off defenders and be able to hit the crossing patterns. The thing that's frustrating is the deep ball accuracy really wanes with him. There's times that he's going to put way too much air under the football. It's going to be underthrown, or he's just going to go ahead and zip it, and it's going to be overthrown. But he's got the velocity. He can hit you in between the hashes. He can go outside the hash marks as well. So to me, the arm angles, the various platforms, to be able to do the RPO stuff, the first read, like how often is he able to kind of go ahead and go through his progressions? That might be what Cincinnati's offense was asking him to do. But this is a player that 45 touchdowns, just 12 interceptions, 31 college starts. He's experienced. I would have loved to have seen him this year at Texas Tech. But I think that, you know, when teams are going to watch him, if you're a team that needs a quarterback,
yeah,
it's a lottery ticket. And I think he's got a lot of the traits that I would take a gamble on.
I seen him throw on the move, going to his left, going to his right.
Yeah,
I mean, just watching him on YouTube right now, does look pretty nice. I mean, he tore up Bowling Green. My gosh,
very aggressive going down the field.
He'll push the ball. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Tech would have been in a really good shape, offensively with this guy, because like I say, he brings toughness. The style of play that he has. I mean, that's a design run guy. And to be able to move to his left, his right, throw, and I think he could be accurate doing these things.
I see what you're saying about the play action stuff.
Yeah.
He's quick with it. It's the ball fake.
Very, very Aaron Rodgers like. Yeah. He rides the fake and then deception. the ball's out. And so And here I am, these quarterbacks like the Ty Simpson.
But I mean, I'd have had him. I'm with you. I'd have had Mendoza, Sorsby, Simpson.
Yeah.
I think the Rams would have taken him at 13th instead of Simpson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that, to me, Nussmeier, I liked Allard. I know that there's not a lot of folks.
I mean, Allard's got a stronger arm than Sorsby.
Yeah, much stronger. But
look good at OTAs today.
Yeah. But I just kind of feel like that, to me, that this guy would have been the second. And actually, I had Nussmeier and Aller and Simpson, those guys, all in the third. This guy would have been my second round grade. I would have had him. He would have been the only second round grade I would have had for the quarterback.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Crusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. All right, two down, two and a half to go. Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. They try to get back on the right track against the Royals, who are worse than them, okay? So that probably means the Rangers will get swept.
Yeah.
So just prepare for that. Football fix coming up, Woolchuck. Where are you taking it?
Well, we actually have some breaking Sorsby news. Biggest positional upgrades. And should we cross this potential free agent off the Cowboys wish list? That's next.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.